listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to everyone in my present company.
Ahoy.
And
ahoy.
Also to out there. Also ahoy to Bentonham from, I think it was...
Francais?
No.
I heard Jack say France before.
All right. No, I think he's from America.
All right.
Yeah, I think...
Well, we do appreciate...
I think roughly I remember Albuquerque, perhaps?
We appreciate everyone who can go to the hassle of letting us know what they're up to. Then we all know how hard it is to then get that file on your computer, search through all the desktop junk, have to attach it to the email. We're working on a WhatsApp, a one-touch WhatsApp.
No, we're not.
There's a few spanners being thrown in the works.
All you have to do is just... You record your message, save it to your desktop, upload it straight away.
Open desktop, open file, attach.
At the website,
hamishand.com. Oh. Through a website as well.
Yeah.
Goodness me.
Probably could just do it on your phone.
Oh, that's the joy of WhatsApp.
Anyway, Benton, thanks for telling us what you're up to today.
Hey, it's Benton from Red Deer, Alberta. Today I'll be going to work where I'm the boss. Then I'll be working out and training like a boss. And then I'll be going home to my wife and kids where I'll try and be the boss.
You won't be.
But in like a pretend kind of way.
Sure.
Which makes me sad.
Canadian.
Real emotion. So Alberta.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said Albuquerque. Wrong. Cool. Alberta.
That's okay.
Where's Alberta?
In Canada.
Yeah, but whereabouts in Canada?
Up and to the right.
Do you actually know?
Mid-right. Mate, it's a massive country. Yeah. You ever had a look at it on the map? Huge. Could be bigger than America.
Thank you, Benton, for that. Haim, to kick things off, you said you had something for me.
Well, Ando, this is amazing. I was walking along the street the other day. I sat down to have a coffee just at an outside area at a cafe. Wasn't planning on being there long. Yep. Not too long after I got there, a young lady sat down with a book next to me, or sort of was a shared bench seat. And she was giving me a strange vibe because she was reading a book, which is totally fine. You're allowed to do that at a cafe. But she was acting like we were quite close to each other. It was a long bench. She was acting like I'd sat there second. And I was like, don't give me a weird look because you chose this spot.
You're encroaching on my space.
So I'm struggling to determine what this look was. Anyway, she puts the book down, she turns around, she goes, hey, I've just got to say, I listen to the podcast, big fan.
Give her a dollar?
Yep. I went to offer for the dollar. She goes, no, I don't want a dollar. Mm. I have a story.
Oh.
She goes, I was going to write in about it. Mm. She goes, I can't believe I'm seeing you. Me and my friend were talking about this the other day. Got a story about Jack.
Oh, great.
And I said, here we go, baby. Yep. All right.
Is it like his wife's not who we think she is? Because she's managed to land this beautiful girl from South America.
More about how like he's bought the cheap wood for his house. Remember
that's
scandal?
Nice. Yeah.
Mate from the lumber yard stitching Jack up going, oh, he likes to buy the cheap wood. I didn't know what treat we would get.
Would it be the fact that he's kind of sneak in more sponsorship messages?
Something about his peanut butter sponsor. You hear he's got one?
No.
Yeah, Jack the other day goes, I got a peanut butter sponsor. Because remember ages ago when Eddie the Strongman was doing it, and Jack, I said the brand name of a peanut butter as a joke.
Is that the one that came onto him?
It's not a sponsor. I mean, they sent me a lot of free
That's
peanut
a sponsor.
Butter.
Okay. Jack goes, I got a peanut butter sponsor. I went, what does that even mean?
Yeah, and who? And what are they?
You're not a professional toast eater.
No.
Like, you don't need a peanut butter sponsor. What you mean is a company's contacted you, give you peanut butter for free.
What brand, Jack?
Mavis Food.
I've never heard of them. Picks are the best as far as I'm concerned.
No, are they good?
Who?
Mavis.
Oh, what a surprise. What's so good about them?
It tastes like real peanut butter.
Yeah.
It doesn't even know the line. He's not even ready to promote them if needs be.
What's good about it is it comes at zero cost.
I'll tell you what I love, the overheads. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway.
I hope you're happy with who you've got, Mavis, because this is the quality you'll get from Jack if you're looking to sponsor him for stuff.
Yep.
Anyone else you're still looking for? Apart from a drum store sponsor.
You put me on the spot, but I'd love something free.
It's just a general
great.
Just a general policy.
We're going to, in 40 minutes time, we're going to get Jack to blurt out something.
I've been in it, he's been back. All right, anyway. So anyway, it wasn't about one of Jack's numerous sponsors, whether it's a slow guitar or an unheard of peanut butter. It was. I could see the glint in her eye. I thought, oh no, this doesn't paint Jack in a good light. Mm-hmm. I said, can I get my phone out and record this? And she said, can you record stuff on your phone? I said, yeah, it's very easy. And she said, oh, yeah, I've done it with WhatsApp. It's one touch. And so I was able to just, with one press of a button, get my phone out and record.
Yep.
And at this stage, you've got to remember, I didn't know what the story was going to be, but I suspected it was going to be a bit of a stitch up for Jax, but I wanted, you know, to go, let's all hear this for the first time.
Lovely.
I won't say your name.
I'm shaking.
Don't shake.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm not shaking.
Yes, thank you. Lovely to meet you. You just have said to me, what did you just say to me?
I've got a story about Jack.
Great. What did he do?
So my friend Nanny's, and she was in Baked. Actually, I'm not sure where it was. I just presume it was Baked. But she was in a bakery, and Jack was in front of her, and he wanted to get a pasty. But then a little boy behind him was like, wanted to get that pasty. And there's only one pasty left.
But then Jack ordered the pasty and ate in front of the kid and pushed the kid over and squirted sauce in his eyes and said, I'm Jack Post, I rule.
Oh, right. Wow, that's horrible. Well, we'll bring that up with Jack on the show for sure. Thank you.
No worries.
Couldn't believe it
Doctored
when I heard
audio, obviously.
No. I mean, you're never going to get perfect quality on the phone.
She got it. She did have a cough in the middle and made her sound like Hamish putting on her voice. But I think
you could tell we were outside, like maybe a fly hit.
So, well, may I call a surprise witness to the box? Michael, come in. Radio Mike.
Radio Mike.
He was at the bakery.
A surprise witness. Yes. Michael, Mike. Did you see Jack push this child over and squirt sauce in his eyes?
I was hearing that story, I realised that I was there for this exact thing.
Don't tell me you were the little boy, because you do look young.
No, but if I do remember correctly, Jack did say, you can have the pasty.
How did you even know the kid wanted the pasty?
I think he was pointing at it.
And then he was pointing at it and saying to his mum, oh, that's the one I want. And we knew already because we asked, it was the last one.
Okay.
So hang on,
1 second. Yeah. Was the mum attractive, Jack?
I did not do it for any mum attractiveness.
Okay.
Are you saying?
Mike, is that fair?
I don't remember what the mum looked like. It was more of a Jack thing.
What about the girl working at the bakery?
Was Jack trying to impress her?
She was attractive, yeah.
Okay.
Your voice raised about 9 octaves. So are you saying that what essentially has happened here is I thought I was going to get a story about how Jack was a dirty dog, and I got a story about how he was a good Samaritan, and I've somehow doctored the audio to make it sound like that wasn't the case?
I wouldn't have done that.
Oh, that's preposterous.
Yeah.
Just so we could still use some of the audio and not play out a story where Jack looked like a hero?
This is great. I can't believe the turnaround from the start of this segment where I thought I was going to get thrown under the bus, and now I'm a hero.
Now you're driving the bus.
thanks to Grundy's buses. The best buses. Jack needs a bus sponsor, Ventura.
So quick follow-up here, Jack.
Pasty follow-up, yep.
Why a pasty?
I also had that question too.
Do you like pasties?
No, I just was ordering a pie.
Yeah.
I think the translation of the story is.
Oh, so it was a pie.
I've fallen a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that
it
makes sense. That
was chicken and leek pie.
Yeah, much more delicious. Pies, yeah, well, that actually makes you look better.
Yes.
Because you've given away
a pasty, I would give a pasty away every day of the week.
Well, you wouldn't, because it would cost you money, and opposite of that transaction is what you desire.
No, but you're right. You'd give up the opportunity to have a pasty any day of the week.
Jack, what if I told you could have a pasty sponsor who would give you a pasty every day of the week, or once a year you could have a chicken and leek pie for free?
I would honestly take the chicken and leek pie.
Yeah,
I would. What is a pasty? Is it a sausage roll?
No, you're not going to get one now.
Is it vegetables?
It's all veggies.
And it's usually parsnip. Oh. They put a lot of parsnip in pasties, not because it sounds the same, but because I reckon what happens is at the factory they make it in bulk, the vegetable supplier only sells them the veggies in bulk, like in a lot, and they go, yeah, well, this is a mixed bag of veggies you have to buy, and there's nowhere else they can put the parsnips, and they just chuck them in the pasties.
It's an awful dish.
It's an awful dish, and parsnip is an awful vegetable.
Hey, Jack wants the floor. He's got something to share with us, which I'm very excited about.
The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah.
It is a long-term calendar update that I received this week.
They can be great. They can be great. This is like when you and me had the bet about will Sophie Monk stay with the guy from The Bachelor.
And you put it in your phone. Oh, yeah, and you forget that you thought about it the whole time.
They're great. Yeah. I've got one, you know, I've still got one for years into the future, which is, forgive a mate for something that he did. And I said, we can still be friends, but I can't say I've forgiven you until 10 years from now.
Well, so, what was it, Jack?
So mine, I entered in 2015. For August 2nd, 2019. Great. It says, call M. Night Shyamalan. And then in the notes I've written...
Oh, great. I'm glad there's an explanation. But I actually just have that as a recurring Tuesday thing to do.
So let's just, for people who don't know, M. Night Shyamalan, he's like...
Writer-director.
Writer-director. He created like The Sixth Sense.
Signs.
Yeah, The Village.
The Village.
Yeah, he loves a bit of a twist at the end of...
Twisty McGee was his pseudonym before he began publishing under M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah,
we had him on the show a while back.
So in 2015, he was promoting his film The Visit on the show.
I remember.
And in my notes I've written, he said people can give away the ending of The Sixth Sense 20 years after its release. Oh. And the reason I put it on August 2nd, 2019 is because August 2nd, 1999 was the first release of The Sixth Sense.
Brilliant, Jack.
Well done, Jack. Did he say that on our show?
Well, this is the audio of what he said on the show.
Jack's gone and done some work for
this. This is big. Put it in the calendar. Put today in the calendar.
All right. This is from 2015.
What's the statute of limitations on giving away a twist in a film?
I'd say 20 years. 20.
So just a bit less than the JFK file.
Yes, like, exactly. 20 years. You may release it after 20 years.
I reckon, like, probably my first experience of don't give away something was The Sixth Sense. Oh, yes. Like, people going, I can't tell. Like, don't tell anyone.
What year was The Sixth Sense?
See, you got 4 more years, I think. You cannot talk about that movie.
So you wouldn't now, live on radio, give away the twist of The Sixth Sense.
Correct. I'll tell you why. For example, like the two leads of The Visit are, you know, teenagers, right? And there's a huge teenage population going to come to The Visit who are now going to go watch my movies.
True.
And you guys were about to spoil it for them.
No, we were just asking.
My God, I can't believe we get done for a spoiler. You should hear the stuff I've spoiled on this show.
20 years, 4 years, you have my blessing.
We have M. Night Shyamalan's blessing.
To now officially spoil the end of The Sixth Sense.
Should we spoil it to someone in particular first?
I was suggesting that. I was going to think we should just, like, you know, say it now. But
out loud.
Out loud. Although, yeah.
Because you feel like 94 to 96% of people listening would be aware of the ending. Of The Sixth Sense. You've had time to see it now.
Or they're just not aware of the film.
Yes, or they don't care for the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also...
What were you going to suggest?
Like calling someone and going...
Oh, let's call...
Just going, have you seen the film? Well, got some bad news for you. Here's the ending. And we're allowed to. We had the director and writer tell us we can do it.
Jacko, someone. Just grab anyone from the very important podcast.
Just go, we've got the list. Okay. This is the whole reason we have a database.
Yeah, yeah. Sadly, we didn't put a drop-down box that says, have you or have you not seen The Sixth Sense? Yeah.
Who is your favourite movie? Would you steer clear of M. Night Shyamalan along films? But by the same token, are you interested in them?
All right.
Okay. Do you want spoilers for you in 20 years' time?
If authorised by the director, would you be interested in receiving 2-decade-old spoilers?
All right, this is Ingrid.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Well, who wants to break it to them?
I guess we check if they've seen it first.
Okay.
Well, ideally, the person we're looking for here is someone that hasn't seen it, but is aware of it. Well, not even aware of it, so just hasn't seen it, because then it's a real spoiler.
Hello, this is Ingrid.
Ingrid, how are you going? It's Hamish and Andy here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, really. Yeah. Ingrid.
We've selected your number at random, Ingrid, and thank you for contacting the show, being part of our valued and important podcaster list.
Quick question. Have you seen The Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah.
You have seen it?
Oh, years and years. So I don't really remember it.
You remember the twist or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's all right. Well, we've just got the blessing from the director of that film to ruin that film. We can release the plot twist 20 years after it was made, which is like this week.
Yeah, but we needed someone who hadn't seen the film. So, Ingrid, it's probably more of just thank you, we love you. we'll speak to you again soon.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Ingrid.
Thanks a lot.
gosh, we could be here for ages.
I mean, it was a popular film. Yeah. Jack, who? Yeah. What about ages here? I feel like someone under 20.
Okay, yeah, Ingrid was, well, maybe I shouldn't say. She was over in, 30.
Gotcha.
Okay,
good. She's in the slot where she would have seen it at the movies. What about, I reckon, more likely someone like under 25?
All right, Emma is 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was born the year it was released. She wouldn't have seen it.
No, she can't have. Not at the movies.
No. Horrible thing to take your children to. And even if she saw it, she wouldn't remember the twist as an infant.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being scarred by that film.
Hello, this is Emma speaking.
Emma, it's Hamish and Andy here. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, really great. Good, Em. Hey, sorry to bother you. We just That's grabbed right. your number at random off our valued and important podcasters list.
Quick question. Have you seen The Sixth Sense
with Bruce Willis?
I've heard of it.
Oh.
Ooh, perfect.
And do you know the ending?
Yes.
Damn it.
What's your understanding of the ending?
His psychiatrist or something is actually a ghost?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I just realised, actually, sorry. We have that's it. Yeah, we've spoiled it.
Yeah, but we haven't spoiled it for someone.
No, but we've spoiled it now on the podcast.
Or have you confirmed? Because I haven't seen it. Have you confirmed it?
Yeah, we know that happens.
Do you know what I mean, though? But we weren't saying what it was.
Oh, okay.
Because the moment it's on the podcast, it's a spoiler. Oh. It only just occurred to me as Emma was answering, this is the... We're not spoiling it live to someone down the phone.
Right. Right,
but it's now been logged on the podcast as the ending.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you think that suffices for you?
Well, I mean, we could go... because the whole hog is going, Bruce Willis, he was dead the whole time.
Yep.
Halle Joel Osment, he can see dead people.
Halle Joel Osment, yeah, exactly. And Bruce Willis is dead.
He's presented as possibly alive throughout the film, and you never know that he's...
Yeah.
He's actually dead.
That he's dead. He's dead. Exactly. Absolutely dead.
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 Emma... Yeah, thank you.
Emma, you have been part of spoiling the end of that film on the podcast.
I'm so sorry to everyone who hasn't seen it.
Don't have to be. The director said it's fine.
Sorry,
we should point out the director gave us his blessing after 20 years.
He came on our radio show in 2015 and said in 2019 you can spoil it on this day.
Because otherwise it sounded like we rang up and tricked you into spoiling it.
It wasn't us, guys. It was Emma. No, Emma, you got the full backing of M. Night Shyamalan.
Yep.
Oh, great.
From
I'm
M
really
to
glad.
M. M, thanks so much.
Anything else you want to spoil?
No. We don't have the blessing.
Well, I was going to find out the date. We could then call Emma back to do the spoiling.
Yeah, let me know.
Thanks, Em. Bye.
Thanks, Em.
Thank you, bye.
Hey, Em, we're going to make a book by the start of next year we've just talked about.
Yeah.
There's so many coming in. We're thinking, geez. Because we have a nice 3-month break and we're trying to get a coffee table book,
over the end of the year we do.
Yeah.
I think it's only 11 weeks. when you do the maths.
And we said we'd make a coffee table book of the definitive list of power moves.
Yep.
It takes about 3 months to make the book.
It really does. And so that's where we're really going to do quite a lot of work on it over the summer break.
Yep.
So we're letting it kind of pile up.
I like how we're talking about this in August.
Yeah. we're letting it pile up and deliberately. I don't want anyone to freak out that that's an unattended pile.
Mm.
Very much got our eyes on the pile. Jack's seen us look at the pile. He knows. Yeah. He can attest to that. He can vouch for us. And then over summer.
Do we have a book launch?
Yeah, we do. It's next June.
We should have a launch.
It'd be great to do
that.
That'd be
fun. Anyway, power moves, everyone. Can I kick us off?
Ando, pretty good one here from Rick. Rick writes in, he goes, got power moved yesterday. At sunset, a car pulled up next to me and did the hand flashing sign. We tell someone, hey, mate, your light's on.
Right.
Put your headlights on.
Yeah.
The hand flashing sign. Flustered. I immediately did an apology wave and turned my headlights on. Then I realised it wasn't even dark yet and only one in five cars had their lights on. And this person got him. You can catch someone with an alert and flustered hand. Put your headlights on.
Like it. Tim Simpson here, Ham.
Yeah.
I think from America. Two bathroom-based power moves. So I'm just going to rip through two in a row here.
Permission granted.
Works best in a group, this first one. When someone says to the group... they're off to use the bathroom, yell out, make sure you wash your hands.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You could also attack on this time.
This time, that's actually better. Make sure you wash your hands this time, yeah. I mean, we all know what it's suggesting. Yeah. It's a person and it doesn't normally wash his hands.
And it kind of makes you look like a great person for clearly forgiving them about the time when they did something really gross and didn't wash their hands.
You know what would even be better for this one is if you were about to sit down with a group having tapas or things that are hand-based foods. So you're yelling out, make sure you wash your hands this time for the good of the whole group.
Great idea.
I have another one from the...
can I add one? Just while we're workshopping this. You all go down and you're having some hand-based food. When you sit down, and often like tostadas. Like a Mexican is often shared. Everything's share plates these days. Can't get solo food anymore, so everything's shared. If I'm there with, you know, a big group and, you know, we're all there and stuff, and I look at you and be like, Ando, perhaps you wash your hands before dinner.
You're right.
And then you'd be like, oh.
It sounds like I've been up to something.
And I would have it lined up for me to go, I washed mine I used hand sanitizer.
Or just given what you're doing, given what you were doing, I'd wash your hands before dinner. Sounds like this person's been doing
this. This person is a grub. And he's going to touch everyone's food.
One more, Ham, in the bathroom department. Again, works best in a group situation. If someone asks where the bathroom is, tell them where it is.
Yep.
They will say.
Hold off on the power cord, Jack. I suspect there's more.
They will say thank you.
Jack, hold.
And then reply with, no worries, everyone has to poo sometimes.
Great. I don't know why we're at that stage in society, but calling someone out on a public poo, and that's why I invented Gone in 60 Seconds.
Because
public poos seem to be...
Yeah.
And it actually seems like you haven't got your life in order if you've accidentally left your pooing to a public scenario. Get it done at home.
All right,
so you literally haven't got your shit together. You got it together now. Now you're out and about. This is a great one. Here's a bit of a conundrum here, Ando, because they get emailed in. I actually love this so much. I wrote it down during the week, and I can't find the email.
That's okay.
But I remember the name.
Oh, no.
Oh. You wrote in under Vaughny.
Vaughny.
Right? So because I was like, not Vaughn, Vaughny. So Vaughny, wherever you are, thank you. B, apologies because I'm paraphrasing this. This is a great power move. It's a shopping centre power move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great power move to do to someone that has kids. And I think I felt this right in my heart because I'm like, geez, if this got done to me, I wouldn't know what to do. If you see, it's very common at the shopping centers, you have those little cars, the rides that are $1, $2. Like even just this week, I had my little daughter in one that was a bumblebee, right? And you look at the thing, you're like, mate, $2. I'm not paying $2 for this. But my daughter, she's two. So she jumps in. She doesn't know if it's on or off.
No,
she doesn't care.
She's sits
in
it.
You're waiting, you know, it was waiting for Zoe. Very common to see people have their kids in them and it's not on. They're just killing some time.
Yeah.
Vaughny's power move is stride up, put the money in, turn it on. Turn it on, give the kids a ride.
I like
and it. The parents, you wouldn't know what to do because it suddenly makes you look like a really tight parent and then someone's come to the rescue. And I was just thinking, what would I do? Yeah. Take her off? Because then you look like a mean parent. Take her off despite the guy? There's nothing you can do.
Try and get a dollar to him just so you don't owe him one.
Just try and yell out, oh, thank you, mate. Good. Ando, power move, another one for the car from Curtis Jones. You need at minimum one passenger whilst driving. When you pull up to a set of traffic lights and there are donation collectors, obviously as the driver you're in control of the windows, wind down the passenger's window as the donation person passes. This now leaves them in the position where they either have to say sorry, and so they've wound their window down just for nothing, or they have to donate and they obviously weren't going to do it in the first place. As a scenario B power move, you can then offer to donate on behalf of the person. Go, oh, okay, sorry, mate, he doesn't have any money, I'll donate. So you look like the hero of the car.
Really like it.
And special skill time.
Yes.
Brought this to the table this morning to you and I said, look, how do we feel about this? Sometimes we go back to areas that we've been in before.
Yep.
And I think I speak for all of us when I say most of the time, if we've seen a guy guess shoe sizes, we've seen that and it's happened.
Yeah. If you've seen a guy throw a grape in the air and catch his mouth 23 metres up in the sky.
Someone to come back and go, I'll do it with a macadamia. It's like, well, we saw it with a grape, so we've sort of had it.
Yeah.
It's the same wind resistance on those shapes. It's just kind of the same sport. So I was a little reticent to bring this up because we had a guy, people might remember, last year on who could divide any number by seven.
Yep.
And it was almost like he'd learnt the table. It was some, I can't remember, there was like a trick to it. He was like, give us a number between 1 and 100. Oh, that's right. And then didn't I give him like 21 or something? I thought I was picking random numbers and I did accidentally pick a number that was perfectly divisible by seven and he went, well, that's three. But for the rest, he was getting it to some crazy decimals.
Yeah.
And we thought it was amazing. Yeah. At the time, he kind of, I can't remember, but he sort of hinted like, oh, look, there is a
trick.
System.
Yeah.
I'm not actually just doing...
I'm not a savant as much as you'd think.
Billions of calculations a second in my head. I just know how to do this. So we went, well, it's still impressive. Mm. And that was that. And I thought for the maths arena...
Yeah, we don't delve there too often.
That was, you know...
We've had enough.
It's a big ask for a lot of people. Maths anxiety is a real thing. No one sits down on their commute to listen to this show on the train and go... I would say it's fair to say not the majority of people are going, boy, I hope there's some math stuff.
Yes.
The harder the better.
Well, for those people today, hey?
Well, for those people, you are in for a treat because I saw this from Kirsten. She goes, look, you had the guy on that could divide seven by seven. She writes, my family and I were offended at how impressed you guys were because my husband is a true human calculator.
Nice.
So he's not just doing stuff by sevens. According to Kirsten's email, he is doing lots of stuff. He's dividing by, she says, by four digits. And multiply by four digits gets the decimal places down. That's is a bit hazy, which is why I've got the husband up. Nathan.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy, Nath. Can you explain, I think just because you, it seems to me that your wife was so excited when she was typing this down, she's made a few typos and it's a bit unclear to me exactly what your math skill is. I just know it's so good you were offended by the other guy we had on the show.
Yeah, well, I was listening to it. It's just like there's a repeated pattern with the number seven and all you got to do is know the starting digit and you're off.
Yeah.
And so I thought, come on, silly.
Absolute maths hack.
I was watching, and then my brother tagged me in a YouTube video about a guy on Asia that's got talent. He had like 20 million views, and he was doing pretty basic stuff as well. So I thought, I've got to get out in the public here.
What was this guy with 20 million views doing?
So he did like some low double digits. Like he did 45 times 29 pretty quickly. You know, 1305, that's basic.
Yep.
Yeah, about to say, it's got to be between 1-3 clean and 1-3 10. It's got to be in that region.
Yeah, so I thought, okay.
Parameters can you map in?
So in terms of division, it's just instead of seven, I can do pretty much any single digit. I can do three digit by one digit. I can do 3-digit by 2-digit.
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
So 129 divided by 17.
Okay, so you can do any three digit number divided by any two digit number.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
And then multiplication, not just low double digits, but Any double-digit number, I can probably do it quicker than a calculator. So 53 times 72, 3816.
Yeah,
bang.
We've got 3-dig divided by 2-dig as one category and then 2-dig times 2-dig as another category.
Yep.
And look, if we give you five, I'm prepared. Are we impressed by this? This is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, you...
So what's going to happen
you
here?
You could have just been reading the examples. You go, I don't think you were, but I'm just saying if you did, then we get to the event, you go, oh, look, guys, time for me to come clean. I can't do it. What we thought we'd do is your wife did mention that you have, for charity before, raced a calculator.
Mm. Yes,
raced how fast a human being could use a calculator versus you, Nath, the human calculator. We're excited to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Would we go five from five? Mm-hmm. Is an 8-coin coin?
Not an 8-coin. Okay. He's too confident.
That's true. I mean, it sucks. Sucks for Nath because he's got a great.
I'm confident relative to what Oliver was doing. Not confident.
Yeah, okay.
He remembers his name.
So what we? I think I because we gave Oliver. Did we give Oliver a coin? I can't even remember. Nath. Because we gave Oliver a coin, it can't be five from five to give Nath a coin.
Yeah.
But 4 out of 5, he beats me. He gets himself a coin.
What about 5 out of 5?
You really want to give away this 8, don't you?
No, I'm just saying it's got to be a difference, doesn't it? What about 5 out of 5, you get a 1-coin coin and 5 tokens of no value?
I want the 8-coin coin, if that's all right.
It's not.
Okay, how about this? Offered. There's no one coin safe zone.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, sometimes we do that.
So it just you can.
Yeah, would you like to have a safe zone at one coin for four or five, or yep. risk it all and it's eight coin for five.
So what maths are we doing? Are we doing multiplication?
We're doing two digit times two digit and a three yep. digit divided by two digit at my discretion.
Yep. Oh, I don't know. I've never been that much of a risk taker.
He's playing us, Ando. He's gaming us.
I don't know. How about 4 out of 5, 1 coin?
No, there's no more negotiations. You've got your offer. You've got your offer. You
have yourself mistaken for a producer of the show. You have mistaken yourself with another, sir.
I'll play it safe.
Okay, he's going to play it safe. At least 4 out of 5.
Okay.
You're giving yourself a one calculation buffer.
Yeah.
Could turn out to be the smartest move.
Are you going to tell us whether it's a division or a multiplication before you go into it, or are you going to say, I mean, we'll know because it's a three. As soon as you say a three-digit number, we'll know we're dividing.
That's true. Okay. That's true. And really, they are the same operation. Yeah. Mm. I just
wanted to know where my finger might be starting to fly.
Yeah. And here's an important rule, though. Andy can't be typing during the question. So say it's 44 times 53. He can't have 44 and then... Because then all he's got to do is hit enter, and I've got to do the whole equation.
You're getting it in your head, though. Like you're calculating. You're calculating as soon as you hear it. Otherwise, I'm going to go. Okay, you're not allowed to start calculating.
You can't listen until I finish the question.
So I can't start calculating until I hear both numbers. But
but I could put the first one in.
He's right. He is. I mean, yeah. Geez, Nathie's right.
Well, you can be the picker of the rules here, but I think I can. What about this? I'm allowed to put the first number in, but until I've heard so as it comes.
So let's just say it's 44 times 55.
So I can go 44.
Yep.
And I can put that in as I hear 44. Yep. But until I've heard the end,
times 55, then Annie has to do times 55 equals.
Yep, all right, that sounds like a happy compromise.
Okay, good. Okay.
She's getting down to the milliseconds. Okay. Andy's very kindly made a song for you, Nathan.
He's fast as a calculator. He's thinking it up while we're typing it down. Nathan's a calculator. Woo. It's a party trick that makes his wife proud.
Good.
Nathan and your proud wife. Jeez, we had a bit. Are you ready for battle?
Five divided by four. There syllables wise at the end. try and squeeze it in a little bit over subscribe.
Well, you meant to sing and you went for a wee instead.
Okay, mate. Fast as a calculator on the old accusations from Andy. No, he's right, Nathan. I took the chance to calm myself before the battle. Okay. Gentlemen. Nath, is your brain ready?
Oh, I think so. I hope so.
Andy, is your finger ready?
Yes.
But, and are you ready to abide by the here, pause, type situation? Okay. The first sum we have is multiplication. Mm-hmm. 72 times 85.
6120.
He's got it.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I'm watching Ando's hands go there. You were starting to speak as Andy hit enter. Equals.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I did the pause, and I know that was the rules, but I feel like we got absolutely dogged on the rules because he's calculating as it says.
I can't calculate until both numbers are set.
I know, but
you can start, though. You can get a head start to go, okay, well, 72 times 1.
No, I get quicker fingers.
I know it's somewhere between 72 and 7200, but
yeah.
I don't feel like that's that big of an advantage.
All right, now 1-0, Nathan. 1-0, Nathan.
Okay. 63 times 17.
Sorry, was that 63?
Start again. We'll do a different sum. Sorry, mate. I'll speak up. 57 times 17.
969.
Damn it, he's got it.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's really good. Let's go across to some divisible.
Because I would be yelling out any number, so I'd be probably a 1 in 10,000 chance of being that impressive.
Okay, hey Ham.
Yep.
How many decibel points for the division stuff?
Oh yeah, that's true. What do you think, Nath?
Well, it depends on the number, but. Let's just say at least two.
Let's just go two.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
But what if I know more? Do I?
Yeah, yeah, yell it out.
Show off.
By all means. I mean, I'm just looking at this sum here. You just can't get this.
Okay.
649 divided by 18.
36.0555555.
He's got me.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that is
absolutely didn't abide by the rules.
Like, I'm just looking at 649 over 18. I'm like,
hey, Nathan, on this next one.
Calculators can't even work this out.
Would you let me full cheat, like, try and get it in?
Okay.
Just let me.
Well, mate. I haven't secured my coin yet. So I'm still a little bit anxious.
Oh, would you let him on the last full cheat?
No, just let me, just to keep it, keep it sporting.
Right. You're asking nicely. Yep.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Would you prefer me to say like 515 or 515?
Actually, yeah. Say the numbers. Yeah, 515.
515. Okay,
yeah, it's better for me as well. Thanks.
So, and even if it was like 10, 10?
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's better for me as well because I just listened to what you're doing and I hit the numbers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, it's division. 725 divided by 80.
9.065.
He's got me and I cheated. Okay, no, that's it. It's it. He's done it. It's
well, let's just go one for glory.
Oh, we know what's going to happen. This
come
is
on.
So
all right.
Predictable.
All right, Nate.
Yeah.
999 divided by 27.
37. Flat.
Ooh. So dead heat on that one.
Was that a whole number?
Yeah, 37 flat.
Yeah, 37 flat. Yeah.
But Nath, I mean, it was a dead heat. But you've still
one more tiebreaker ready.
No, we've already got it, mate. Here I don't know why you want to keep Nath, doing this. People get the point.
860 divided by 860.
One.
One.
And he got it. you still got the coin though, Nathan. Fucking you had that.
Thank you very much.
Nathan, well done. Extraordinary work.
Yeah, you were pretty good though, Ando. You got him.
Awesome, Nathan. Hey, you and I have been doing a lot of flights lately because we filmed our new travel show, Perfect Holiday, that'll be coming out a little later on in the year.
Coming soon. To what channel? Channel 9.
And proof there why they don't use you as the VO voice for Channel 9.
Naps, Channel 9. yes. The block.
On Channel 9.
The news. Channel 9. Very rare to hear the promo guy be surprised. Oh, good. That's back. Young Sheldon. Ooh, repeats this Saturday, Channel 9.
It certainly will be on Channel 9. During that time, I really felt like with all the flights, the captains on each trip have a very set speech.
Yeah,
even between different captains. And
I don't know if you do you learn it at captain school.
Speaking would have to be a part of it.
Or do they go? Well, you've all been on flights before. You know what to do. Have to do that thing at the start where you tell them who you are,
who you are, and what's happening. Anyway, it got me thinking. There's a few ways they could mix it up.
This is your captain speaking, and this is your captain rapping. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days, chilling out, max and relaxing all cool. Hello everyone, this is your captain speaking, and this is your captain weeping. I just miss my family so much with all this travel and,
I know,
stuff.
I know, mate.
Hey, who are you? How the hell did you get in the cockpit?
I just heard some crying. I thought you needed a friend.
Hello, everyone. This is your captain speaking. And this is your captain speaking backwards. Speaking, Captain Yaw, is this. Everyone, hello. Hello, everyone. This is your captain speaking. And this is your captain sleeping. Whoa. Sorry, I must have drifted off there. Hello everyone, this is your captain speaking, and this is an impersonator I've hired to do an impression of your captain speaking.
Oh, hello everyone, this is your captain speaking. Oh, I'm going to take her up to a million feet, and then we're going to... Well, which way is north?
Sorry, but that was a waste of money.
You paid me up front, so I'll get you back.
Hello everyone, this is your captain speaking, and this is your captain not speaking.
I
And now I'm back speaking. I think I'm out of these. We're about to land at one. Great stuff, though, Captain.
Haim, I'm thinking of laying down a ban in my house.
You're bringing charges against your girlfriend, Anna. That's all I know.
Yep.
I know that we have three people waiting on the line.
Yes.
You organised a jury to be witness to this charge. Is it a charge or is it a...
Yep. There's an allegation. I'm going to ban her from something unless she can defend herself well today. You're going to be her defence lawyer.
I've been appointed as Beck's public defender. I don't know the case, but I... swear to defend her with vigour.
Jack is going to be the judge. Beck joins us right now as the defendant. Hello, darling.
Hi.
Objection. Please don't talk to my client.
The ban that I'm going to instill in the house is I will only watch films and TV shows with you sitting upright, Beck, from now on.
Oh, gosh.
Don't say anything back here.
because
allow us to discuss this.
Too often she goes to sleep in the middle of what is an important series we're watching.
She has every right to.
And then the next day...
She finds it very relaxing. My client likes to lie down at the end of a hard day and have a relax in her own home. And who are you to stop that?
Okay.
You're on our ass at this case. Be thrown out immediately.
No. And here's the problem. We'll do jury selection now because then I can tell the people of everyone.
You can lay your judge. All right, Beck.
We've got three people.
First of all, Beck, first of all, I think we've got a very winnable case here.
I agree, Haim.
And I hate to see you dragged into the courts for this, but that's the system and now we've got to defend. So
you can pick one jury member out of three wonderful podcasters. Jury member number one, can you state your name and age?
Hannah at 30.
Hannah and 30, really wonderful. Moving on to the next jury member, I think it's you, Scott. State your name and age, please.
Scott, and I am 24.
Good on you, Scotty.
Okay. And James, can you state your name and age, please?
I'm James, and I'm 29.
Okay. Beck, you get to select one of those to be your jury. Do you want Scott, James, or Hannah? You can consult with your lawyer.
Well, look, Beck, I mean, I know I know it seems obvious for you to pick Hannah because she's sort of about your similar age and might have similar ways of life.
Mm.
Is that what you're feeling? I do think it
That
would,
was what I... Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I do think it would be nice to have someone on the jury that represents someone that's the most similar to you. But James did sound like he sounded compassionate. Mm. I think Scott might be...
Yeah, I think Scott's out. But what do you think, Kane?
I think Hannah will be sympathetic to your plight because I imagine we're going to be arguing a case of I need to nap and I'm on a comfy couch. Is that our defence?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, great.
No,
let's go, James. I've got something about James is pulling me towards him. And I could have ruined your case here by picking James, but I'd be confident with James if you are.
Yeah, let's lock him in.
James.
James, you've been selected as the juror. How do you feel?
Over the moon, boys.
Yeah. Okay. James, thanks for joining us.
James, you don't know the charge yet that's been brought against Beck. It's been lodged by Andy. Mm. I'll be defending Beck as well as herself. Mm-hmm.
But you are the sole juror, James. What you lay out here is what will happen in our household from ongoing.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, level your charge, sir.
Yep. James and gentleman of the jury. We watch TV series and films of a night. Beck always says, yeah, let's watch another episode. Mm-hmm. I'll just get a bit more comfy and lies down. She normally takes about 5 or 6 minutes of that show in before she falls asleep. She's outside of my range of vision because I'm leaning back so I can't see that she's asleep. I end up getting halfway through realizing she's asleep. Then I get upset with her. I wake her up. And she's like, no, keep watching. She normally gets one of those.
Mm-hmm.
She goes immediately back to sleep, even though she knows what she's doing. And then I'm forced to re-watch a TV show that I've already watched because Beck is not up to date on a series that we're enthralled in. It's a crime drama at the moment. I am proposing a ban on her watching any shows with me unless she's upright. So no horizontal watching in the house.
Right. Jack, you're running proceedings. You're the judge.
Well said, Andy.
No.
Sorry.
You're the judge.
Sorry.
Thank you, judge.
Hamish's turn.
If it pleases you, Your Honour, and might I say, your hair looks great today.
None of that.
Might I be able to interest you in some sushi after the show, sir?
I've already eaten lunch. Thanks anyway.
Can't. Yeah, I know you're after on a protein.
Please
hunt.
Keep your lawyer in order.
Okay. Just, if it pleases the court, I will now cease my tactic of light bribes and enter in our defence. Ladies and one gentleman of the jury. Mm. Is it not a woman's right to recline and enjoy comfort in her own home? Is
objection.
It not,
this is he's making this gender.
Yeah, yeah.
Must my client quake in fear at the thought of dropping off in what should be the safest place on earth? I propose the following, that Andy Lee, if he truly loved his girlfriend as he says he does and shares half the house with her, if he truly believed that, he would rewatch many shows over and over again as a gesture of love. I'm sad to say this, but if I think a vote for no horizontal watching is a vote against love. I rest my case.
Here, here.
Okay.
Final one sentence from each party.
I'll let my client say theirs. Beck.
Oh, off you go, Beck.
I would like to just mention that when we rewatch shows, I thought, especially with crime drama, which is the genre of choice at the moment in our household, I just think that by rewatching the episode the next day, you might find out something that you missed.
Oh, it's
a gift. It's a gift. Rewatching is a gift.
Don't
let her keep giving the gift.
Don't paint this as some kind of thing.
I just don't want you to miss out on anything.
Thank you, Beck. I couldn't have said it better. You should have represented yourself.
Gentlemen of the jury and Your Honour, it is clearly not a gift. Beck has lied under oath. And I think when she says that she doesn't want me to miss anything, I don't want her to miss anything. And that's why I'm coming here today. I also want to save a bit of my time the next night, not having to rewatch things. But that's more of a side.
A selfish motive from a man that wants to vote against love.
It's over to you, Jack.
All right, the jury will now confer with one another. I guess I'll just do some. What are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking, Jack?
Well, Jack, it's no reality show. Yeah. In court, they don't go, what are you guys thinking? Talk us through your process.
He just says guilty.
Oh, okay. James.
So is Beck banned from enjoying television from a less than vertical position?
James, please stand up and let us know how the jury has voted.
In the case of Beck being horizontal during relaxation times, the jury finds Beck guilty.
Yes! Thank you, Jimbo.
Guilty that she's done it?
What
does that mean? Is she banned?
Originally, I thought it was gross negligence on behalf of the defendant allowing her to take such a comfortable position during relaxation times because sleep is always going to incur.
Yep.
But it was the point raised by the defendant that she cares about the genre. She cares about the shows. And she wants Andy to be able to take all that he can from it by making him rewatch it.
So who's won? I'm now confused.
Me too.
Have I won?
Beck won.
Yeah, Beck wins.
Oh, Beck wins! Beck wins! Beck wins!
Have I heard guilty?
Guilty of winning.
Yep. You're doing a real roller coaster there.
We find
I'm never watching a TV show sitting upright
James,
ever again.
What a juror.
We're watching
what a juror. The juror that promised a roller coaster and delivered.
We're watching a courtroom drama at the moment, and I swear to God, if the guy says we find the person guilty of
achieving a state of innocence.
Well done, James. All right, Beck.
James,
you win this time.
Absolutely bamboozled me. I thought you'd ruled for Andy there 100%. What a very, very exciting surprise victory. Yeah. Beck, we've done it. We're undefeated.
What a win.
See you guys.
What a win.
What a win. Well done, Haim.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.